Where are you, Sid?
CLX Mobile. I guess it's afternoon. All these days are starting to run together now.
I don't know. I don't have a clock. I haven't had no power in like an hour out here at Taylor's. So I got bored. Now I'm playing on my HD.
Power. That's almost as bad as no internet.
I haven't lived here long, but I've been through a ton of storms. Never lost power. It's not even raining and the power goes out. Maybe a tree fell over or something.
Someone decided to drag race on Wade Hampton and ran over a pole.
Yeah.
What weather? It could be 100 degrees.
That is so true. Yeah, I opened my windows, man. No, it's beautiful. I think it's like 50 degrees or something. It's nice. It's not even raining right now, but we do have a nice breeze.
Mike, by the way, November 6th, Charlie, Lima, X-ray.
Hey, Mike, my name's Floyd, KJ4REZ. I don't get on here too often. I sandbag a lot. I'm usually on the HF, but now I don't have any power to run it. So I think after this episode, it might give me a car battery or something like that.
I have my bench with all the HF stuff in the garage, so I figure worst comes to worst, I can open up the garage door for air and hook up a jumper cable.
Just plug it right into your car. Fortunately, in my situation, my car is like 100 feet away. Well, not that far, maybe 75 feet, but still not practical, right?
You'll have a good voltage drop in that distance, unless you have some huge cables. Then, you know, Murphy strikes and they short. I'm just kind of a negative pragmatic person here.
Not correct, though. Yeah, no, I just moved here to South Carolina in my old shack back in Florida. I had two batteries. I had a 3,000-watt inverter, so when power went out, I could run things, you know, for a little while if I had to, stuff like that. And I got rid of all that stuff to lighten the load when we moved. And now I'm rethinking. I should have kept it all, so now I got to buy it all again. But I think this might be my next venture, is maybe one or two deep cycle marine batteries, a small inverter, and just in case. I've had generators, but they're such a pain in the butt. If you don't run them for 6 months or 10 months, and you forget to drain the gas out of the carburetor, then the carburetors get all gummed up, and that's always a train wreck. And I went through many hurricanes, and you couldn't get gas, and it's very hard to store gas because it has a shelf life. So inverters seem to be the way to go.
I feel your pain. We moved here in 2007 from the New Orleans area, so you know what we went through. Good old Miss K. And kind of funny. I didn't even have an HF antenna up in the air. Station was packed away. So I went through the biggest emergency of my life, I think, and didn't even think of turning on an HF rig.
Considering what you guys went through, I don't think anybody local or within several hundred miles would have had an antenna left in the air anyway.
TV, because I was getting at that time my I was either local broadcast or the rest of it was coming from a C-band antenna that was pulverized.
For the hurricane?
Yeah, we lived on the North Shore, so all we had was wind damage, and most of that was contained in the garage when the 3-foot pine tree, or at least half of it, went through the roof of the garage. But we had a house, and so we took in the rest of the family that all lost their houses.
Been there, done that. I was living in Miami when Hurricane Andrew came through. That was a disaster. I've been through many of them, and I don't wish them on anybody, but very fortunate I've never been through a tornado. I don't know if you may have, living over where you were, but the those things are like silent killers.
Look at Easter weekend and what happened in Seneca. That just blows my mind. I think we must have had a twister go through the backyard, because that pine tree was rotated. The way it broke, it was a torsional break. Now I'm letting my mechanical engineer come out of me. But it wasn't a straight line wind. That thing was twisted and then fell straight down and horizontal.
Well, within hurricanes, you get these little micro tornadoes. They're very small, but they're very powerful. Certain neighborhoods after a hurricane were two blocks over. Most of the homes are unscathed, just a few, shingles ripped off the roof. But then two blocks over, they're totally demolished. That wasn't hurricane force winds. Those are small tornadoes.
We survived Katrina fairly well. Never did get any assistance from FEMA, so. And I wanted a gun, but I never owned guns, just didn't feel comfortable with the kids, and now I own more guns than I have people.
You know, I used to own guns back, late 80s, early 90s. It was just a phase I went through. And then when I had kids, I got rid of them, and probably for the same reasons you didn't have any. And, considering the state of the world right now and everything else, without getting political or anything like that, it's probably not a bad idea to at least have one or two to protect your family.
Yeah, well, I'll never be caught in that situation again. I borrowed a gun from my brother-in-law, but he said, dude, I don't have any bullets for it. I said, well, what am I going to do with that? So I get into the neighborhood, and they had the typical signs up, trespassers will be shot. Military gunship helicopters patrolling the neighborhood at night. Everybody claiming they've got guns and I don't, and I'm running a generator outside. That made me so nervous.
I get up one morning, your generator's gone.
Because I was hearing reports that people were stealing generators and setting an old lawnmower there running idle to fool you. It's amazing what people will do. N6 CLX for ID, and I think your call is, let me see if my old memory works, KJ4REZ, N6 CLX.
Wow, you got a good memory, because I never remember anybody's calls. I'll tell you what, KJ4REZ, putting the lawnmower in place, that is genius, come on.
Yeah, it's ingenious, but in a really horrible way.
Well, it is, but, you know, most people think that these criminals are dumbasses, but you think about it, that was pretty innovative. I consider myself a smart guy. I would have never thought of it.
Only the dumb criminals are the ones that are caught, you know that.
That's true. Mike, let me stop talking because I didn't plan on a power outage and I haven't used this AC in like a month. So I'm almost at low battery, so to my board, I'm going to sit here and listen for a little bit and stop transmitting and save the battery. So nice talking to you, buddy. Great conversation. Mobile Repair, KJ4REZ, 73.
Okay, Lloyd. Is it Romeo Echo Zulu or Romeo Uniform Zulu? I'll let you come back just real quick. Let you go. You could also go out in the rain and charge it in the car if you have that ability. N6 CLX, I'll be monitoring.
You know, I do have this cigarette lighter plug I bought for this thing a couple years ago, but I couldn't tell you where the heck it was. I know I have one, though, but so that's not an option right now. But it's Romeo Echo Zulu, and it's Floyd, as in Pink Floyd.
What's your new nickname? All right, Floyd. Talk to you later. N6 CLX.
That sounds good. All right, buddy. KJ4.
It was exactly that. Between the good Pink Floyd and the Pink Floyd that sucks.
Yeah, you're right.
Opera movie?
nothing, not a whole lot. Get some eggs if it stops raining long enough. What a rainy day, huh?
Oh, I know, it sucks, and I have no power, and my battery's about dead on my HT, so I'm, like, bored out of my mind.
Yeah, I'm on your radio here. How's the sound?
Oh, the ICOM. Oh, it sounds great. Did you have to, did you ever have to raise the volume level, or was it fine the way it was?
It was fine, but I bumped it up to high, and hopefully it's okay, since I have a hand mic instead of the desk mics, but it's fine. I love the green. I changed it to green amber, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, I think it does yellow, too, or some other colors, but no, it sounds real good. The audio's not, it's hot, but it's not overbearing.
Oh, good, yeah, it's got a lot of neat features in it. You had good repeaters in it. The one I'd never heard of, 143-something, didn't even know it existed with a PL tone, so that was a new one to me.
I can't talk too long, Fred. My battery's going dead. I have a spare battery somewhere. I may have to go look for it. Hey, I don't have power. My power's been out for like 45 minutes now. Have you watched the news or anything?
Yeah, there's a lot of trees down around Greenville from the rain, and a number of thousands are out. No trees around down here, and ours is okay, but a number of places have, Reedy River is really angry looking, and trees are down, so be careful if you're out. Yeah, I've got a couple extra battery packs. My lithium ion outlasts my metal hydroxide, probably 4-1. So if we ever get lithium ion for them, these things are beasts. They last forever.
Depending on this one now, it's an extended, like, 4-amp battery, but I haven't charged it in months. Generally, I could talk all day on this thing, but it's been sitting on the shelf. It's still got plenty of power in it. Just right at the low mark, it'll probably last another hour or two. But, well, let me shut up and save my battery a little bit. But, yeah, that ICOM sounds really good.
I've been enjoying it very much. Appreciate it, Floyd. Thanks for bringing it over. Really, really kind of you. Yeah, it's fun. I don't use anything but this. Got a couple of FT60s I use, and I use my AA battery packs when they run down. Well, good to hear you, Floyd, and save your battery. Thanks again for the radio. Really enjoying it. W4FCM signing.
Hey, Floyd, I'm looking at the Duke map, and they're showing outages all around Taylor, but it's just concentrated in areas, 180, 2,000, so forth, so on and so forth, 1061.
Usually they get it back on by dinner time. What is it now, 1 o'clock, so yeah, I've got quite a while. I appreciate that update, partner. KJ4REZ. Yeah, I'm Fred, KJ4REZ. Fred, KJ4REZ. Thank you.